God is so good, God is so good, God is so good, He's too good for me. I praise His name, I praise His name, I praise His name, He's so good to me. As we are blessed by God in a spirit of thanksgiving, I speak in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you may know that song. I learned it from VeggieTales. We listened to VeggieTales over and over and over and over again. Our kids really liked it. And so we got to know the songs as well. And if you listen to that song, the words are very simple and yet so true. God is good to each and every one of us. And together, as we come together, we give praise and honor and glory to God because God has blessed us so abundantly. As we remember that God is good, as we give thanks because God is good, and as we offer praise and glory to God because God is good, as the slide says, what if we were grateful for everything? What if today we were just grateful? And I love that image of Charlie Brown and Snoopy just dancing away. Such joy, such delight in life. Imagine what if every post we put on Facebook and every tweet on Twitter or message on Instagram was a positive message, a message of gratitude, instead of judgment and negativity. Imagine if every conversation we had today talked about something positive instead of something negative. Imagine if instead of criticizing someone, we praised and affirmed them to build them up. Imagine. What if today we were just grateful for everything? Imagine the spirit that would grow and that would multiply. In Thessalonians, Paul says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. In 1 Chronicles, the writer says, give thanks to God, for God is good and God's steadfast love endures forever. In the Psalms, the psalmist writes, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. The prophet Isaiah says, give thanks to God, call on God's name, make known God's deeds among the nations. And if we were to read through the pages of Scripture, these are only a few of the references that we would read about thanksgiving and a spirit of gratitude. To give thanks is a spiritual discipline. To remember, yes, what are the material things that God has blessed us with? And there are many, more than we can ask or imagine. But it's also to remember those spiritual blessings that we have received as well. It's about being content with what God provides in this moment of right now and being content with that as enough. No more, no less. Enough for the moment of right now. And being content that it's enough even when it doesn't correspond to what we had in mind or to what we were hoping for. Gratitude is a choice. It's not just a feeling or an emotion. It is something that we choose. And it requires effort, especially in those difficult times of life, and when we see the so many difficult things going on in the world. The more we choose to live the discipline of conscious thanksgiving, the more natural it becomes. And the more our eyes are opened to the little things throughout the course of our day that we might otherwise overlook, or that might seem mundane, or that we take advantage. And we see them differently, and we appreciate them differently, because we feel blessed in that moment that we have experienced a blessing from God. G.K. Chesterton had a way of acknowledging these many little benefits in his life. He wrote, "You say grace before meals, but I say grace before the concert and an opera, before I open a book, and before sketching, painting, swimming, fencing, boxing, walking, playing, dancing, and before I dip the pen in the ink. I say grace. I say thanks. I express my gratitude." Henry Nouwen said, "Every gift I acknowledge reveals another and another, and until finally, even the most normal, obvious, and seemingly mundane event or encounter proves to be filled with grace." We are blessed abundantly all around us. Are our eyes open to see the blessing? Are our ears open to hear the blessing? Are our hearts and spirits open to receiving the blessing? Gratitude comes from a spirit of humility. Humility. Humility is a freedom from arrogance that grows out of knowing that all we have and all that we are comes from God. And I think there's truth in that. Listen to that again. Humility is a freedom from arrogance that grows out of knowing that all that we have and all that we are comes from God. I read this and it caught my attention. One African tribe expresses gratitude by saying, "I sit on the ground before you." In other words, when someone wants to show gratitude, they go and they just sit quietly for a period of time in front of the hut of the person to whom they are grateful. And that very act of going and sitting on the ground quietly in front of that person's hut is a way of saying, "Thank you. I appreciate you, I value you, and I honor you." The best way to nurture the spirit of humility is to encourage a heart of giving and sharing. Isn't it the truth? St. Francis said, "It is in giving that we receive." In giving away what we have been blessed with, we too are blessed. Haven't you experienced that for yourself? When you've given something to someone and realized, "I thought I was blessing them," but in turn you walk away and you realize, "Wait a minute, I was the one who was blessed in that experience." It is in giving that we receive. That is so true. When we're focused on meeting the needs of others, through our own sacrificial giving, it becomes harder to focus on our own wants. And as giving becomes a natural part of who we are and what we do, our perspective changes. Selfishness can't flourish in the heart of someone who gives away. Every act of giving takes a stand against discontentment. It says, "I not only have enough for me, but I have enough to share with you." And that is fertile ground for contentment. And in a nutshell, that's what stewardship is all about. Stewardship. Many, when they hear that word, think, "Oh, here we go." And I don't know many people who really like to hear a sermon on stewardship. But I am going to say a few words about stewardship, and what better day to do so than in a day when we are focusing on thanksgiving and the blessings that we have received and God's call to us to share those blessings with other people. Stewardship is about recognizing and naming and giving thanks, and out of all of that, sharing the gifts and the blessings and the resources that God has given to us, whatever those gifts may be. The time, which is so valuable in our busy and hectic lives. Our time, our talents, our skills, our abilities, our financial resources that support continued good work and ministry. Stewardship, like gratitude and thanksgiving, is also a choice. And it's a choice that each of us can only make for ourselves. I can't make it for you. You can't make it for me. No one can tell us what our stewardship needs to be. We make that choice on our own. Remember what Paul wrote to the Corinthians. Each of you must give as you have made up your mind, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. And isn't that the truth? Do you see that image? Look at the joy and delight on that little girl's face as she offers the savings of her piggy bank. I've heard stories of children who have heard stories of children in other parts of the world who are hungry. And they go to their room and they get their piggy bank and they take it to their parents and they say, I want to give this so that that child can have something to eat. Isn't that a wonderful example? Isn't that a wonderful testament? Imagine if everyone entered into stewardship giving and stewardship sharing of blessings with that kind of delight and contentment. If it wasn't a chore or a burden or given reluctantly or just because it's expected. Imagine if we could all be joyful givers. And I use that phrase intentionally. Joyful givers. In the coming weeks, here at St. George on Young, we will be focusing on the stewardship initiative out of our diocese called Joyful Giving. And giving can be done joyfully, out of a spirit of delight, because of the blessings that God has given to us. As we enter into that joyful giving time of reflection and prayer and making a commitment to this parish and the ministry of this parish with our time, with our talents, with our financial resources, let's remember that little girl who gave everything that she had saved in her piggy bank and ask ourselves, what am I able to give? What do I desire to give for the honor of God, for the glory of God, and for the building up of God's ministry? And as we do that, remembering what today is about, remembering what Thanksgiving is all about, may we cheerfully, may we faithfully, may we willingly, may we joyfully offer back to God out of the abundance that we have been blessed with. And we have been abundantly blessed. And may we do it not because it's expected of us, but because we want to. Because in giving, we receive. And in sharing, we are infinitely blessed as well. We're going to listen to a song that many of you may know. Give thanks with a grateful heart. As you listen to that song, think of the many blessings that God has blessed you with, the blessings that you name today, the list that you may make throughout the rest of today. Think about those blessings. And may each and every one of us, rich in blessing, know that out of the strength of our faith in who Jesus Christ is for us, that we can name our faith is a blessing too. Think about them. Name them. What are you thankful for today? And reflect on how you can cheerfully share and joyfully give what God has blessed you with. And if you happen to know the song, feel free to join in singing as well. Thank you.
Thanks.